In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, you shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. In this solemn Sunday, the words of our Lord want to remind us how the Christian we are, the Christian of modern times, may bear testimony to our Lord Jesus Christ. In the present gospel, our Lord calls our attention to that great conflict which has raged against his church ever since its foundation. They will put you out of the synagogues. The hour comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does a service to God. And these things they will do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. There has never been a century, never, in which this prophecy of our Savior has not been in some measure fulfilled. Even those short intervals of apparent peace, when the bark of Peter seemed to sail under sunny skies and over calm seas, were but the preludes to fresh storms and still fiercer tempests. The record of the dangers and struggles which our Holy Church has had to overcome is the calendar by which we count the years of her existence. Nor does she fail to fulfill the prophecy of her divine founder in these our own times, when the world vainly employs all its weapons to compass her destruction. Carrying within her the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Church ever seeks to impart it to the world, but as the world is bitterly opposed to that pure and holy Spirit, the struggle and contradiction between the two great powers of good and evil shall continue to rage with fury until the end of time. These things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. A double motive induces our Savior to place before the eyes of his disciples, as well as before ours, the picture of the stormy future of his church. He wishes to offer consolation to them and to us, so that we may not despair nor waver in our faith in the midst of the persecutions and afflictions that inevitably beset all good Christians. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. The predictions of our Savior, far from troubling us, must be our confidence and strength in our present conflict with the enemies of his church. Our Lord requires of his apostles and us still another duty when he thus reveals to us the future of his church. And you shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. We should always discharge our duties to the divine spouse of Jesus Christ in accordance with our surroundings and the condition of the world. As the nations of past ages applied all their gifts and powers to the honor and adornment of the church, so we also of modern times are bound according to our faculties and capacities to consecrate our lives to her. And the persecutions of our old times are not a reason to do less than the past times. We see how in every age the faithful have gathered around the church more loyally and have given bolder testimony for her the more she had been assailed and persecuted. The darker the night of conflict, the brighter shine forth the names of those noble souls who have even given their lives in her defense. If ecclesiastical history tells us of Jews and pagans to whom the cross was a folly and a stumbling block, of cruel emperors and tyrannical rulers who shed rivers of Christian blood, if it deplores the gross errors of heresiarchs who, like ravening wolves, have devastated the fold of Jesus Christ, on the other hand, it exalts the holy apostles and martyrs who in such season of persecution have glorified the church by the testimony of their tortures and their blood, forgetting not the holy doctors and the courageous confessors who have given such eloquent testimony to the truth, boldly raising their voices in its defense. Enemies, oppressors, opponents and persecutors upon the one side, friends, confessors and defenders upon the other. These are the lights and shades of the history of our Holy Church. To us also, these words of our Lord are applicable. You shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. In the beginning of our lives, we were admitted into His Holy Church by baptism. From the beginning, before the creation of the world, we were chosen and signed with the name of Jesus. To testify for Him, He is therefore our holiest duty and our noblest mission. Yes, my brethren, the Christian of modern times, like the apostles of old, must give testimony to his divine master by bearing public glory and acts of adoration and faith to our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We are with him from the beginning, and that's why we must give testimony. If we remain strong in our faith, with the help of the grace of God and the protection of our Holy Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, we will also be with him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.